Ukraine's arrival in Cardiff put their hosts in an unfamiliar position. The tiny nation of Wales is normally a neutral's favourite. But the Russian invasion of Ukraine has given the Ukrainian football team a large global backing as they bid for a place at the World Cup. Here the players had the support of thousands from the Ukrainian diaspora, as well as refugees from the war.
I live in Western Ukraine and I come to London after war began in my country. This match, like football match or any sport, is very important for us because we love each other. We love all who loves our country, who support us.
The game rallies the whole nation in supporting the team. It provides respite from the horrors of the war, the killings that are happening, atrocities that happen on a daily basis.
The Welsh crowd applauded the Ukrainian anthem, just as the Scottish crowd had before Ukraine's semi-final victory in Glasgow. But unlike in Glasgow, their greater number of chances in front of goal didn't lead to them opening the scoring. Instead, a free kick with 10 minutes to go in the first half gave a chance to Wales's former Real Madrid star, Gareth Bale. And he took it.
It's an on goal. Wales in front. Gareth Bale does the damage yet again.
Thanks to a deflection off Glasgow goal hero Andrei Yarmolenko as he tried to head it clear. As time ebbed away in the second half, another scorer in Scotland, Artem Dovbyk, seemed like he would level for Ukraine. But Wales keeper Wayne Hennessy was there to deny him.
Oh, what a save by Hennessy again. The wait is over.
Full-time, Wales 1, Ukraine 0.
Wales are on their way to the World Cup finals.
And at the end of the game, I think we just wanted to show our appreciation to them and to what they're going through as a nation. And I thought the team were outstanding in the two games. And they deserve a lot of credit for doing what they've done. And their supporters as well, to show the support and travel like they did. We wanted to show them that respect.
I think we did everything that we could, but I really want people in Ukraine to remember our team's effort. I want to say sorry that we didn't score, but this is sport, this is how it goes. And yes, I'm lost for words.
Wales now go into a World Cup group in Qatar with Iran, the United States and England.
Winning this game would have meant an enormous amount to the Ukrainian fans here and those able to watch at home. But for Wales, it's a moment they've been waiting for a very, very long time. Their first World Cup in 64 years. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Cardiff.